The Osgood Files, sponsored by Angie's List. Get reviews you can trust and great discounts from service providers right in your own area. Coming up, special offer just for you. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. Based on what you see on television, doctors, when they aren't having sex...
Look, I'm going to go upstairs and take a shower, okay? And when I get back down here, you won't be here, so...
...are under some other kind of stress.
You passed on all your cases. Reassign them to other doctors.
They weren't interesting.
And the latest survey results indicate that may not be too far off the mark. More after this from Charlie. A new study of American physicians finds that 46% of them are suffering at least one of the three symptoms of professional burnout.
Emotional exhaustion or losing your enthusiasm for your work. Depersonalization, which is treating people as if they're objects rather than human beings. And then the third component is low personal accomplishment, which is losing a sense that your work is meaningful.
Dr. Tate Schanefelt of the Mayo Clinic led the study, which surveyed close to 7,300 doctors. And the results worry him.
Physicians who have higher degrees of burnout are more likely to make medical errors, to have cynicism and lower degrees of empathy and compassion.
The news isn't all bad. In some medical fields, doctors do fine. Dermatologists and pediatricians and doctors practicing preventive medicine were the least stressed. But first responders?
Emergency medicine, family medicine, general internal medicine were among the very highest rates of burnout.
And this threat of a significant number of doctors burning out and possibly leaving the profession comes at just the wrong time.
Precisely at a time that we're trying to increase access to care for a very large proportion of society which has previously not had insurance.
Sounds like the next step for health reform will be caring for the caregivers. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.